From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. President Obama went to the heart of the immigration crisis in the U.S. today. Mr. Obama traveling to Texas, where he met with Texas Governor Rick Perry, along with religious leaders and others, looking at the issue of immigration reform, including the problem of thousands of unaccompanied minors who have been coming into the U.S. from Central America. Speaking in Dallas following a meeting with Perry, the president said the situation can be addressed by congressional action.
Are folks more interested in politics, or are they more interested in solving the problem? If they're interested in solving the problem, then this can be solved.
The president has proposed a $3.7 billion initiative, which would include money for heightened border security. He says if Congress passes his emergency funding request, some steps could be taken immediately. The State Department says it's concerned about the safety of civilians in Israel and Gaza and is urging both sides to de-escalate their ongoing exchange of airstrikes and rocket attacks. NPR's Jackie Northam reports the chief representative of the PLO to the U.S. says attacks by Israel on the Gaza Strip are politically motivated.
PLO Ambassador Mon Arakat says Israel's offensive against the Gaza Strip has nothing to do with security. He says instead it is a carefully designed attempt to sever a new joint Palestinian leadership between Fatah and Hamas. Arakat says it won't work.
I think at times of difficulties like that, the Palestinian people become more united and not divided because we perceive this Israeli attack as targeting the whole of the Palestinian people.
Arakat is calling on the U.S. and other key players, such as Egypt, to get more involved in reducing tensions. Jackie Northam, NPR News, Washington.
Former New Orleans Mayor Ray Nagin has been sentenced to 10 years in federal prison for corruption. Eileen Fleming of member station WWNO reports the term is half of what prosecutors wanted.
Former Mayor Nagin was facing 20 years for his 20 convictions for bribery, money laundering, and conspiracy. U.S. District Judge Ginger Berrigan said she imposed a lesser sentence because, among other reasons, Nagin solicited bribes to benefit his family, not just himself. Federal prosecutor Matt Comyn reacts to Nagin's sentence.
A very significant, strong sentence, strong message.
The 58-year-old Nagin is the first mayor of New Orleans to be convicted of corruption. He remains free on bond until he surrenders to prison authorities in September. For NPR News, I'm Eileen Fleming in New Orleans.
San Antonio Mayor Julian Castro has easily cleared the Senate today to be the nation's next head of the Department of Housing and Urban Development. Lawmakers by a 71-26 vote confirming the 39-year-old Castro to replace outgoing HUD Secretary Sean Donovan. Donovan's been pegged by the president to be his new White House budget chief. On Wall Street today, the Dow closed up 78 points to end the session at 16,985. The NASDAQ was up 27 points. You're listening to NPR News in Washington. Small steps by China and the U.S. towards a shared goal of fighting climate change, though the two countries apparently remain far apart on actions like reducing global carbon emissions. According to China's chief climate officer, the country should not be subjected to the same rules for reducing greenhouse gas emissions as wealthier nations like the U.S. China's finance minister also said today his country is happy with its current economic growth, but it's up to the U.S. to drive the global economy. Do 15-year-olds know how to manage money? According to an international survey, the vast majority do not. As NPR's Claudio Sanchez explains, it doesn't matter what country they live in either.
Here's what the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development found when it tested kids' financial literacy. In the 18 countries that participated, only 15% could make simple decisions about everyday spending or recognize basic financial documents, such as an invoice. Only 10% could balance a bank statement. 15-year-olds in Shanghai, China scored the highest, followed by Estonia, Australia, New Zealand, and the Czech Republic. Kids in Italy were the least financially literate, while the U.S. was somewhere in the middle of the pack. With financial products, services, and transactions becoming increasingly complex, financial experts say young people must absolutely know a lot more than their parents did about how money works. Claudio Sanchez, NPR News.
Nation's major airlines apparently suffered something of a setback in May in terms of on-time arrivals. According to an analysis by the Transportation Department, only 76.9% of flights arrived on time, down from close to 80% the previous month. Hawaiian Airlines and Alaska Air had the best on-time ratings. Expressjet and Envoy had the worst on-time arrival rates. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.